So, because I'm a girl who keeps her promises, here we are with our lovely guest, Nox Mafu, who's going to be telling us a bit about Cosmopolitan and Strawberry Lips collaboration for Breast Cancer Month. Yeah. Hi, Nox.
Hello. Thank you for having me. This is such a nice setup here. And the song before was amazing.
It's an absolute, absolute pleasure.
Yes.
First of all, who is Nxolo Mafu?
Yes. I am... I don't know. Where do I start? That's such a big question. I am, just by role, I'm the deputy editor at Cosmopolitan.
Yes.
But I'm also... Yeah. but also, really, I'm just a Cape Townian who loves women and loves... writing about women, talking about women, thinking mm-hmm. of, you know, I just really care about storytelling.
Yes.
And so obviously campaigns such as this that we're going to talk about now are super important to me, just because, yeah, it really keeps my heart moving.
Okay. Speaking of campaigns, mm-hmm. as we approach Breast Cancer Month, how is Cosmo using its platform to participate in disseminating awareness around breast cancer?
Yeah, so we launched our September issue this week, which is our thank you so much, which is our self-love issue.
Yes.
And in the lead up to Breast Cancer Month, we mm-hmm. thought, how do we then explore the idea of self-love but also bring awareness to something that is a very real problem in South Africa? I mean, at least 23 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer, and so the wonderful people at Strawberry Lips really understood the vision to want to disseminate information about learning to check for your breasts. So we lead with the story of three women who survived breast cancer and survived it. And it was important for us to focus on that because millennial women really need to get into the habit of being responsible for their health, their breast like health, and making sure that they check that. So we kick off with that. And then we also had launched a campaign, which is the Dear Boobs campaign, and we'll talk a little bit more about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really encouraging women to get inside, feeling their boobs, appreciating their breasts, and for all their imperfections and all of that, because really that's where it starts, and accepting it and checking it and making sure that you are aware of how to check for breast cancer, mm-hmm. and also to make sure that there's a self-love in that. And we can get into the Dear Boobs campaign hashtag.
I think I wanna delve into mm-hmm. that, because when you talk breast cancer and you talk self-love, it's a really important mm-hmm. kind of, like, you know, blend, mm-hmm. because there are women who lose their boobs.
Absolutely.
Right? And we all know what kind of a dent that can create in terms of how a woman sees herself, mm-hmm. you know, from there on in. So it's absolutely phenomenal that you guys are doing this. Tell us a bit about Dear Boobs.
So Dear Boobs, just to backtrack a bit, so to give you context, we ran our first boob survey, which was a national survey.
Okay.
And yeah, so we basically, you know, we do surveys at Cosmo. We want to find out what's on women's minds. And we found that at least 74% of women were unhappy with their boobs. They wanted to change them. If they had a chance, they would change them. And also that most women wish their boobs looked different. So about 60% wish they looked different. And so we found this trend of people really not being happy with their boobs, and also the reality that also women aren't checking. They aren't checking for lumps, bumps, and weird things. And all of this information really led us to like to create something that is going to bring awareness to self-love, because
yes.
really, there is beauty in the imperfect. Your boobs aren't going to be the same. Mine aren't the same. I don't know how you relate with your boobs.
Look, I've had a kid, so
yes.
my boobs have gone through the most.
Exactly. But to love it at every single stage, I think, was a big, important thing for us. And so then we invited 14 local celebrities, influencers, and breast cancer survivors in partnership with Strawberry Lips, and really created a series of unedited images, and they write a letter to their boobs.
What can Cosmo consumers expect from this month's issue?
Well, it's self-love. So from page to page, really, we're focusing on how self-love can manifest. But I think the anchor of this issue really is the Dear Boobs campaign. And
uh-huh.
we really are excited for it, because R1 of the proceeds in every magazine bought will go to the Pink Drive.
I love that, because then that speaks to impact.
Exactly.
So people are participating in something that's ultimately going to help
mm-hmm.
women detect breast cancer
exactly,
earlier.
Exactly. And we also then empower you with the information on how to do that. And Strawberry Lips also joined the party. And so for the month of October, all proceeds, or a portion of the proceeds for sales, will go to the Pink Drive. So really just
phenomenal.
Trying to, just take it back home, because really the information is important.
Yeah.
And I think even when you look at the stories of these women who've survived, who kick off the magazine, it's incredible that someone as young as 21 could have gone through and survived breast cancer, and then someone at 40 31 and 32, mm-hmm. and all these stories are
because
so
it really just it has no age limits, it has no body type,
yeah.
it's something that women just generally go through at any given time,
exactly.
you know. So activating a conversation around it is absolutely crucial.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from what I understand, you guys are not just doing dear boobs, mm-hmm. you guys have a self love brunch.
We do.
Tell us about that, okay. and also just like the inception of the Self Love Brunch.
So, I mean, you guys must know that Cosmo is big on events, but I think we really wanted something, a safe space
yes.
for women to really just get into the idea of self-love. I think when we talk about this word, it can kind of get eyes rolling, and people
yes.
tend to think it's just a bar for shopping, and I'm not taking away from that, but I think mm. our event really was a space where women can feel safe,
mm.
women can really start journaling and really putting intention on what mm. it is that they want from self-love. So
yes.
In true Cosmo form, we're going to be having a brunch morning
mm.
where people will be having self-love journal opportunities, we'll be doing some body appreciation art, there'll be
mm.
wonderful goodies and food, and of course the women who were involved in this campaign will be there as speakers. I think it's going to be a really beautiful day. It's going to be at Valdivie, and tickets will be on sale very soon.
Absolutely fantastic.
Exactly, it's going to be really glam, but also just to take it home and really meet the people behind this campaign, because
yes.
I think their stories are so important,
mm.
from trans activists to, you know, your favorite celebs and survivors,
mm.
they'll all be in the room and we get to really enjoy each other.
Nox, just to round things off for me, comment on the power of sharing breast cancer stories to drive inspiration for the everyday woman.
Mm.
Because, you know, storytelling is an important, I don't need to tell you this, storytelling is quite a pivotal part of how we disseminate awareness,
mm.
we drive impact, we affect change, and we influence, you know, the way in which people think. And in this context, it's health related, and it's about females, people who nurture and who carry homes.
Yeah.
And oftentimes when you find yourself in this kind of situation where you're met with the challenge of having breast cancer,
mm-hmm.
it can be daunting to go through that journey alone.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the, I think, key drivers for Cosmo
mm.
around sharing these stories?
I think for us, awareness is everything. And I think also putting a face to the story. A lot of the time, you know, we think that these things are so far away and
yeah.
we remove them. And the reality is, and you touched on it earlier, that things like breast cancer don't have a type. They don't, and we need to put faces to it. And I think even in just the stories of these women, you start
mm.
to realize that, oh my goodness, it could be me, it could be my best friend,
exactly,
it could be my mom. And it's so important for us to be active and responsible, and really know enough so that we can support each other in all of these
sure.
elements. So I think from a Cosmo perspective, fundamentally, awareness is important from all health aspects.
Mm-hmm.
We focus on different things, but here this month, we really wanted to focus on breast cancer and also just self-love from a different angle. And I think it's important to show faces and to also show the differences, you know. We can be, to put a face and to show the representation of a disease really humanizes it, and I think starts to hit home.
Mm.
And I think for us, it's important to do that all the time.
Nox, thank you so much for coming in and spending some time with us to share the important work that Cosmo, in collaboration with Strawberry Lips, is doing. I look forward to the self-love brunch, and I'm encouraging each and every woman, each and every man that's listening, to go out there, get the September issue of Cosmopolitan, Dear Boobs,
yes.
for your wife, for your girlfriend, for your teenage daughter, for yourself. It's a series that's going to be quite informative, and we need to be reading. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. And also, just to sign this beautiful lady out, we're going to go to a Beyonce triple play,
yeah.
starting with Love on Top, since we're talking self-love.